changes are coming to state plans for the liquefied natural gas pipeline. At a press conference this morning in Anchorage, leaders with ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips joined Governor Bill Walker to announce they are exploring options to advance the pipeline, APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Governor Bill Walker and executives with the state's three pipeline partners aren't ready to say what changes they're considering to the massive AK LNG plant. Walker emphasized the importance of keeping the project on track.
We know that most likely we need to be some modification in some way. So we sort of come back to the drawing board a bit on how to look at this project a bit differently.
The executives said they would complete preparations for front-end engineering and design work, known as pre-FEED, on schedule by this fall. But ConocoPhillips Alaska President Joe Marushak didn't offer assurances beyond a commitment to explore options.
What we're trying to do is get through the pre-FEED process. Clearly, the economic headwinds are pretty tough right now, but we've got to see what the project costs before we can make a statement one way or another about if we should participate and go forward or not.
Energy industry experts have said the project doesn't make economic sense at today's natural gas prices. The announcement put into doubt the state's timeline for the project. State Natural Resources Deputy Commissioner Marty Rutherford says everything is on the table ahead of another pipeline announcement next month.
It's a sort of a nexus of problems that have happened. This economic situation on the value of oil and gas right at the moment, as well as slow negotiations, which has caused everybody to begin to discuss, well, you know, as we continue forward on AKLNG as currently envisioned, are there other alternatives we should be looking at to ensure that we don't have a delayed FEED decision?
Walker earlier said he would seek a state constitutional amendment to lock in tax rates for the energy companies who are working with the state on the project. The governor said he isn't ruling out the amendment, but the state may be able to provide cost certainty without an amendment. The project has an estimated cost of $45 billion to $65 billion. Speaker of the House Mike Chenault said he wished there was something more concrete from today's announcement. The Nikiski Republican added that he welcomes greater scrutiny of the cost of the project, which is the largest proposed infrastructure project in the world.
I don't know whether to take it as a sign of good or bad. I think we take it as a sign that they're still talking. And, you know, in the economic times that we're in with the price of a barrel of oil, I think that it might do us well to step back and look at it and make sure that that we hadn't missed something that may cost us in the future.
Kenai Peninsula Borough oil and gas advisor Larry Persily says the options may include changing the percentage ownership that each partner has in the pipeline. Persily previously was the federal coordinator for natural gas projects in the state. He says that if some of the partners decide to scale back their participation in the project, it will present a dilemma for the state.
Right now, the state, I think, wants it more than the others. But when it comes down to it, the state is not in a position to take on more risk than the companies could afford. We have enough of a financial hole in our budget.
Persily adds that if the state wants to borrow money, it will have to show lenders that it can pay the bills that it already has. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.